Former Deputy Prime Minister Paula Bennett has been appointed as the new board chair for Pharmac. The Associate Health Minister David Seymour argues he is confident she has the right leadership and decision-making skills for the role, and Paula Bennett is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
The politics of it all we can't escape. You're yet another ex-National Party MP come Cabinet Minister being given a job. Is this jobs for the boys or the girls?
Well, I applied for it. I really wanted to do something, I know, it feels like service back to New Zealand, and felt like I had the skills that meant that I could actually have something I could do. You know, my experience, within government, my experience with big change, because I changed the welfare system, and doing something like Pharmac that, you know, every New Zealander needs, doesn't feel like a job for the boy, feels like a job for the right person at the right time.
So you would argue you've got the experience. Do they need major upheaval, Pharmac?
Yeah, we do. We've just got so many challenges ahead of us, you know, with the way it is. We've got increasing medicines coming through and medical devices, and we're struggling to pay for them and get access for all New Zealanders to medicines they deserve and need. So, you know, the whole organisation and how we look at it, I think, is going to have to change.
Can you do that as the chair as opposed to the CEO?
No, but I think I'll have a lot of influence, if you like, on the culture of the organisation and looking at it in a longer term as to what that sort of medicine strategy is. You know, we also, there's sort of a health investment, if you like. If we're getting the right medicines to the right people at the right time, then actually they may be able to live better lives, stay and work longer. And there's some sort of investment, I think, at looking at it that way as well.
David Seymour recently, I think he was talking to the Herald, was started talking about the bigger picture. So in other words, you go to Cabinet and say, look, if I can spend $100 on this potion or pill and therefore save you $100,000 down the track in the health system, this is what we need to be looking at. Is that sort of argument real, and is that sort of argument potentially applicable to Pharmac?
Well, it's not right now. We don't look at the overall health system, and we don't actually think that, you know, if someone got access to medicines earlier, then they may not need those operations, and as a consequence, there'd be savings. But it's certainly something that the Minister has mentioned and something I think it is worth looking at.
All right, nice to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. Paula Bennett, former Deputy Prime Minister, now the Chair of Pharmac.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.